Roy and Ad Council.
Sending a peace, love, and joy email to a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Is it one of the friends that I know?
Yeah.
Is it one of the friends in New York?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then it is a peace, love, and joy note.
Hmm. Is peace, love, and joy code for something else?
Yeah. 7 past the hour on Dutch Devin's Good Day. Dutch Devin writes his peace, love, and joy note.
The bleepity bleep bleep bleep
note.
No,
it was. It's really a peace, love, and joy note. Oh, and I said, this is a very good friend of mine and ours, one of these wonderful guys who has made his life's work to help radio programs and shows and stations like mine. He's one of those nebulous consultants.
Ah, I know who it is.
And he has a tunnel named for him in New York.
Right.
Hi, Holland Cook.
Yeah. So he sent me this thing.
I'm he's glad got you the weren't biggest really kidnapped teeth. On Facebook.
He's a big teeth guy.
He's
his whole presence is very interesting and unique. He's a very good guy.
Yeah.
And I've known him for a long, long time. So he sends me this thing. So I just sent him back something which my son would probably more have sent than I, than me, excuse me, would be the correct English, Clay. I just said, back at you with your peace, love, and joy. The word begins with S and has 4 letters in it. You can figure it out.
Doug.
Yeah, but it was nice. He'll know exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
It is. That's what peace, love, and joy is.
It's a good
big bucket of. There's nothing better than the swell stuff that is used. There's so many beneficial things that come out of the back end of a cow. Sometimes people confuse the stuff that comes from the top or the bottom, but there are great things. We could do a whole treatise. I should do a PhD, actually. And here to corroborate that, by the way, from the medical side of things, this is our medical hour. Joining in the first part of the hour in the conversation is Dr. Jack Stockwell, well-known and board-certified NUCCA, N-U-C-C-A doctor. That's a form of chiropractic. He was here helping us yesterday understand part of what Montel's problem is in terms of the dynamic, the MS, and how it can be treated and fixed and that sort of thing. And I really think he took note of what you said. He obviously believes in chiropractic and was curious about NUCCA, which is an interesting thing. If you go to jackstockwell.com, by the way, jackstockwell.com, which you can get if you go to dougstefan.com, you'll see Jack's picture there in the contributors box. Click onto that. It brings you into this world of wonderful knowledge that is specifically designed to help people who have problems that can be helped just by manipulating your neck, because that's what the NUCCA person does. Doesn't do your spine or your whole body, your hips and that stuff, which a normal chiropractor would do. And I'm not saying that that isn't good, because I happen to embrace both forms of chiropractic, along with acupuncture and that sort of thing. It all deals with the total body. But this has been something that somebody devised. Jack has learned well how to do it. And so with his wife's help and a lot of people in his family and folks that are good, he has two clinics in Utah that are very popular. And so he comes to us with a good deal of expertise, which we share. So before we get to the nitty-gritty of Montel and what you advise, in case people didn't hear the stuff yesterday, I spent a few minutes on that. What I found the most amazing medical story of the week has not to do with treatment as much as sort of the value of a story. A woman was walking out of her house, 9 months pregnant, and she had called an ambulance, but because her insurance didn't cover the ambulance dispatcher told her to walk. So she walks out of her house, falls down on the sidewalk, gives birth on the pavement.
Oh.
Because the ambulance would not come.
Oh.
How do you like them apples?
We had a recent experience here in the south part of Salt Lake County where, because there's a debate between some of the townships and the county over the United Fire assistance program as to who covers what. Yeah,
yeah,
as to who was going to cover a fire. Because
right. Remember the story from a month or so ago when the fire department watched the house burn down because they hadn't paid their $75 fire fee to the local community, so they watched
Precisely.
The house burn down.
Yeah. Same thing.
That's right, yeah, same thing.
And the bottom line counters, the accountants for those kinds of operations now, like they did as they started with the HMOs 20 years ago, have the final word, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, they do. It's all bean counters. You'll die because of bean counterism, if you will. That's what it is. All right, let's talk a little about Montel, not behind him. I mean, yesterday we had a very good lesson in how MS, I didn't realize, had no clue, and I have a good friend who's got MS, the fellow that you hear in here, Richie, often, Tommy Hansen, who's my colleague and farmer up the road, has got MS, and it really sometimes gets the, it really gets to him. He has to just stop and take some medication. But what you said was something I didn't realize. It had to do with blood flow up the sort of the stem into your brain. Would you explain that again for people who may have this and not know it? What's the scoop?
A big wave that's going on right now because of a Dr. Zamboni out of Italy has determined that, you know, the carotids carry blood into the brain.
Right. The two arteries on the side of your neck that sometimes have plaque in them are responsible for feeding your brain the energy, the life that it needs to stay open and working.
And those carotids are located right off of another artery called the subclavian that is getting direct fresh blood from the heart as the heart pumps. So it goes directly into the brain. Now the drainage from the brain.
All right. Hold on a second. We got to fix this connection. The wonders of modern technology ain't big. They work fine most of the time. Every once in a while, you have to dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear, which we'll do while you listen to several very important messages.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Ah, the holidays. Rocking around the Christmas tree not going to be quite as easy this year? It doesn't have to be that way, you know. Feel your best this holiday season with help from Nature's Youth, the anti-aging experts. You know, the creators of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. Thought that might ring a bell. Well, in the giving spirit, Nature's Youth is offering $5 off any order you place between now and the end of the year. That includes any of their more than 100 unique products. They didn't stop there either. With any Nature's Youth order, receive a free Pro-GHR spray. Pro-GHR was designed to provide precursor nutrients to help your body naturally boost its HGH levels. Log on to naturesyouth.com today and get you feeling like you again. Special holiday savings for you. $5 off any order and a free bottle of Pro-GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
17 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Clay Cohut, and his overview of what's going on in the social media coming up at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, we're having some time with Dr. Jack Stockwell talking a little about MS as it relates to a lot of people. We have a newfound relationship with Montel Williams, and one of the things that he and Jack were talking about yesterday was this concept of the blood feeding the brain and how that may be a problem or part of the MS problem. So let's keep going, Jack, with that.
Well, the thing is, this Dr. Zamboni in Italy, what he discovered was a part of where the jugular, just as it's getting to exit the skull into the neck, is spasming, and it's not allowing the blood to come out as freely as it should.
What would cause that? Why would it be doing that?
Well, some nerve interference. The vein is spasming because a nerve signal is telling it to. Now, you have this intricate nervous network so that when you stand up quickly, your adrenals put out a hormone that raises the blood pressure to keep the blood in the brain, and the jugulars will close just a tiny bit when you stand up so that the blood stays in the brain because of the gravity change. Now, what's happening with people with MS, they're discovering, is that the blood is not coming out of the brain fast enough. It's losing all its oxygen. So the cortex, the outer layer of the brain, where the sensory strip and the motor strip are, the things that cause you to move and the things that allow you to feel, are not getting enough oxygen, so they're becoming dysfunctional to some degree. So what he has done, he has gone in there and put in a stent inside the jugular at the area where it's spasming. Zamboni's done this. It's creating a real wave in this country of people trying it out. So, but it doesn't work for everybody. But in a few cases where it does, they have almost miraculous recovery. Now, what Zamboni has done is he's discovered what upper cervical chiropractors like myself are doing, is that when you stop the structural pressure on the brainstem annually, which I did with you.
All right. So we got to do something.
Technology is grand, isn't it?
I think we've heard that before. All right. So anyway, but Jack's message is clear in that there are new developments in this all the time, and you need to. And I think the message isn't just about MS, about anything. Roberta, you get something. I mean, imagine what would happen. Your dad died a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And the state of technology, medical technology, even though, unfortunately, it may only be available to the rich or people who have the right insurance coverage. As we move along now, more and more of this new modern technology will be available to everybody. And I'll bet there are things. I think didn't your dad have a heart problem?
Well, yeah, he had a heart problem. He had a quadruple bypass, but he actually died of primary liver cancer.
Oh, he did. That's right, too.
Which was caused by hepatitis C that he got during a blood transfusion during carotid artery surgery. They weren't screening for it at the time. Now they're screened for it.
Well, if he had, though, if you go back to the very beginning of the trail, if he hadn't had to have the carotid artery surgery,
of course.
Probably none
He'd
of this other stuff would have happened. Yeah. He'd be alive. Mm-hmm. And the carotid artery surgery, when it was done, I have somebody very close to me. He's like my second father who had that surgery. His carotid artery was 90-something percent blocked.
Right.
Did the operation. This would have been in 1979. And a little flicker of the plaque broke loose during the operation, went up into his brain, gave him a stroke. And it's easy enough today. If you have carotid arteries that are plugged partially, Jack would tell you to go on evening primrose oil, take a couple of capsules a day, and it'll clean out the plumbing, which is really pretty amazing and miraculous. So that's that story. Thank you, Jack, for more than just a bit and a piece of information we can take home. 21 after on Good Day.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation?
Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Tired of making the same old thing for dinner every night? Well, why not get some great new recipes in your inbox every week? Sign up for the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter right now, simply by logging on to DougStephan.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Your nose, Richie.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Hey, Gordon's good.
Help to make the season bright.
Help. I think that's one of the reasons she sounds as good as she does. Not just that. Because, well, many people, we argue about that. Listen to the heavy, big orchestra behind her. That's really what helps. You know, the old days when you listened to the crooners like Sinatra. We had Nelson Riddle and that big orchestra. Some of the other, Sammy Kahn, those big orchestra leaders. It really could make it, not that he needed help, but in this circumstance, I think it adds a lot to it. So Celine Dion and Christmas music. She's actually this week been showing off her new sons, Nelson and Eddie.
Really?
That's cute.
It is kind of cute, isn't it?
Get it, Richie?
Yeah.
The pictures are in People magazine. Apparently she was paid $2 million to have these pictures in People magazine exclusively. She had how many different in vitro fertilization treatments before she got pregnant?
Quite a few, I think.
Did she have a lot of them? Spent a lot of money on this. She says in the article that's in People magazine this week, quote, "It's bigger than life itself," she says. The love that she feels inside and what we have accomplished with these two. They are both very different. Eddie is my smallest, very delicate, needs to be cuddled. Nelson is darker and very loud. He's my big boy bear. So Nelson and Eddie, the two new Celine Dion newborn twin sons. That's nice. Very nice. Sweet, in fact. Don't you think it's kind of sweet?
Yeah.
It is sweet.
Aww.
All right, let's see here. Christmas news continuing. The office parties. Who's going to an office party today, tomorrow?
Are you having one, Doug, for us? Are we having a Christmas party?
Are you going to come to our office party, Doug?
As a matter of fact, Jennifer, I think I will. Sunday, it's the 19th, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think
I'll be. Take us out for Christmas,
I will be there Sunday at some point in time, and I think I will come over.
We'll all meet at different McDonald's together.
Yeah, right. Have a good time.
Because we know how Doug likes
Doug
that.
Will send you some McBucks.
Yeah. Right.
And we'll Skype each other while we do it.
Yeah, right. But
we can play in the play thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All in the ball pit.
You can throw balls at each other. Yay! Yeah.
There usually are, out of the Christmas season, many sexual abuse charges that get leveled at the bosses after they have too much to drink.
A little snog and they're out
exactly.
of control.
Mm-hmm. But this year, apparently, there is less of it because there was, you can hear kind of the federal government, you can hear all of these guys moaning and groaning. The feds have said, apparently there was some big... I'm not sure where this would come from, though. Where would legal, where would the federal, what are the Department of Justice would send out a notice warning people? Would they do that? Would they that heavy-handed?
Really?
You know, I wouldn't put anything by these, past these guys. But anyway, supposedly there's a memo floating around that suggests that ethics training and compliance forms need to be a part of the workplace Christmas party. So if you have a game of Twister going on, you have to get people to sign off that it's okay.
For naked Twister.
Naked Twister, yeah.
Can you?
I'll put my hand on the yellow if you'll put your foot on the red.
Oh, I said
right hand on blue, Roberta.
28 past the hour, good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It may be back to school time for the kids, but that doesn't mean the end of travel season. Many educational institutions are actually bringing the classroom right into our national parks. The Yellowstone Association works within Yellowstone National Park, offering field seminars and backpacking adventures all year round. Best of all, many of these programs are open to kids, so they'll continue learning even when they're not in school. For example, an upcoming winter family program is open to kids ages 8 and up and includes snowshoe tours to track wildlife with an expert naturalist. And don't worry, the price also includes 4 nights in a lodge, so winter camping isn't on the itinerary. In Utah, the Zion Natural History Association offers winter hikes, including a tour with a specialist to plant native seeds. And if you've never hiked the Grand Canyon, it's worth going with a guide to learn about the ancient fossils and Native American history. And that's available through the Grand Canyon Association several times every month. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
If you're about to buy hardwood floors, listen carefully. Absolutely no one beats the deals at Lumber Liquidators. They buy direct from the mill, cutting out the middleman, and pass the savings on to you. You'll find prices like laminate floors for 69 cents a square foot and Bellawood solid pre-finished hardwood with a 50-year warranty starting at $2.99 a square foot, plus lots more incredible deals. Call 800-HARDWOOD or visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the free foragers forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Hot, Richie?
I don't know. Who is this? Brett Nicole. Let me go look.
I think, like her.
Yeah, I do too.
Gotta be hot.
We Facebook friend her.
Happy New Year. Pretty soon we'll be saying that, right? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Is Hanukkah over yet? I think Hanukkah was over. Was it last night? Didn't do a good job of staying
She's very cute.
Connected to that this year. When is Ramadan? Anybody know when Ramadan?
It's over. It's over.
Yeah, it was.
That's over too.
2 months ago, I think.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It came early this year.
Yeah.
That's when they have the pilgrimage to the Hajj, right? Isn't that during Ramadan?
Yes.
Is that another?
Yeah.
It's the same time, right? I thought that the. You can't. By the way, what happens during Ramadan and the pilgrimage to Hajj? Usually 2-3, sometimes 4 million people.
Yeah, it was
fly
August.
To the Hajj every year. Every single plane that is not being used by any airline, big or small, in the world gets chartered, and they bring them into the major cities where most of the Muslims who want to do this.
Do they have pat-downs?
Every year. Well, I wonder about that. Yeah.
It was August 11th through September 9th this year.
Really? Very early this year. Ramadan that early. As we know, it's happened, and usually, I know we talked about it after Christmas. It's happened post-Christmas.
No,
and then there's the Kwanzaa.
A lot of the guys in my Taekwondo class are Muslim, and they were all talking about, oh, man, it's over. I'm going to eat and drink like crazy tonight or whatever.
They cab drivers?
No, it's one Turkish
cab
guy.
Cab driver.
Computer guys, actually. Mostly computer guys.
Wait a minute. Why do you scoff?
Are they push starts or pull starts?
Oh, jeez.
Why do you scoff at that statement?
Oh, my God.
You think that that's not true? Why am I not supposed to say because it's not politically correct?
It's just funny.
Funny.
Computer guys, Doug.
Say again, Richie.
Computer guys.
There are a lot of computer guys who are Muslims as well.
They're Indian.
Indian computer guys. And they're Indian cab drivers, too.
One's a Turkish guy.
Chicago, great guy. Remember I told you that story?
Construction, computer, and I don't know what the other guy is.
Who? What other guy?
The guys that I know that celebrated Ramadan.
Okay, fine. And they, but there are no cab drivers?
There are no cab drivers.
No cab drivers, okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not always right, Jennifer. You can do your TV.
No, that's not to say that there aren't.
There are plenty of
within
them.
My group of people that I know that celebrated Ramadan, there are no cab drivers.
None. Are there any retrosexuals?
What is that?
And
you don't know what a retrosexual is?
I know what a metrosexual is.
They get turned on by the 50s. Yeah.
Right. Retrosexuals are old. Retrosexuals are old girlfriends who find you decades later on Facebook.
That's a big problem.
It is a big problem.
That's
why is that a problem? Have they found you, Doug?
If there has been somebody who's found me, I don't know.
I would like that to be tomorrow's poll question.
That's that.
Have you reignited an old acquaintance or friendship with an old flame via Facebook?
Okay, so Clay, that's your
isn't
assignment.
That the purpose?
Yeah. Well, maybe. The Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fascinelli. Clay Cohut is here.
Where is Clay?
With our
He's
daily
been
report.
Quiet.
He has been quiet. Why are you so quiet?
Sleeping, Clay?
I'm not sleeping. I'm here.
Okay.
What's your problem?
All week long, Clay. I don't like it.
What's he upset about?
I have not been upset.
You have not been happy all week long.
He's been very quiet. He has not been talking all morning long. Something's
all week, Rich.
Weird. Really?
Ever since Nothing's Monday. Weird.
I don't remember chewing you out for
In
anything,
fact,
did I?
No, I'm just quiet today.
Nah. Well, not just today, though.
He's got girlfriend issues.
Yeah, you have issues. Because
come on,
every time
up.
We do
you
have
please?
A little bit of girlfriend
See?
Issues.
Every time I come on in the morning, I go, hello. And usually Clay would always be the one to say hi, because God knows Michael would never say hi back to me. Right. And Clay hasn't even been saying hi. Yeah.
I admit to hearing you say hello and not
and ignoring me. You're
nice
you're
going.
I'm
nice
sorry, Jen.
Why do you do
I
that?
I do have girlfriend rat. Issues if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, let me see if I can guess real quick.
Okay.
Clay realized and became friends with this girl that lives in his building and one of her friends. And
beautiful.
Apparently, yeah, a beautiful girl who's apparently in music videos. Clay sent me a few links. And Clay's girlfriend is very jealous. Clay and his girlfriend are kind of up and down
on
anyway.
On the rocks.
On the rocks. So I'm thinking that there's something going down this week. And now Clay is sitting home alone, which he
He's not alone.
Hates.
No, he's not alone. Correction, there are mice eating the bacon wrappers.
Oh, yeah, the mice eating the bacon wrappers.
He's not
so
alone.
Clay hasn't been getting together with his girlfriend all week long, and then the new friend and neighbor has probably not been around either, so Clay is home feeling sorry.
Clay is still going through puberty, and he's 20.
You're scarily close, Rich.
Yeah.
It's, I have seen my girlfriend this week, but not yesterday.
Scarily?
Not yesterday.
Can we find out, Jennifer, will you check that, please? See if scarily is a word.
Oh,
I think
scarily.
It's Richard scarily, right?
Are you out? Are you out? Are you on the outs with the girlfriend?
Well, I mean...
Never mind.
I,
yes or no is the question. Let's
yeah.
We got to move on.
I've been on the outs with
Good,
my
that's fine.
But I'm not able to break up with her because I'm too worried about, like...
What a
I don't know.
You like her friends.
Up with her, but I feel bad about breaking up
with
her.
Yeah.
Hey, Clay, can I ask you
If you're smart, you'll go through it about 30 times before you get married. What's the advice you have for him, Jennifer?
I don't have any advice for him. I just want to know if we're on the outs, if that's why he's been ignoring me.
No.
Jennifer, me and you are meant to last forever.
All right, last question before
well, then
we
don't
move
be a jerk
on.
Can we
in
get
the
into
morning?
Something like
I'm
substantive here, please?
Where's the neighbor? Where's the neighbor that you think is hot?
Oh, she is in Texas until today, and then here's another problem is I was supposed to see her today and I wasn't going to hang out with Jean today so I could hang out with this girl, but then I didn't hang out with my girlfriend last night, so she's going to want to see me tonight, but I'm not going to want to see her because I'm going to want to see the
Just
hot
say
neighbor.
No.
I nailed
Break
it.
Up with her. Cut the bleeding.
I nailed
Everybody
it.
Will
you
be
know,
fine.
All this in the background of what he's supposed to be doing, which is working for me.
It's not affecting my work.
No, of course not.
Doug, you've been right on it all morning.
Let me
school you, brother, okay? You want to pay this much to have your website managed.
Yeah.
You get 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
With 20-year-olds, you get this drama.
Yes.
Live with it.
With 8, you get... What was that movie? With 8, you get horseradish or something?
Yes.
Or
something like that.
Something like that. All right, anyway, I get horse manure with Clay.
Unless you want to play 3 times what you're paying and without the drama.
Right.
Hey, 2 times what you're paying now, Doug, and I'll dump my girlfriend.
How about for job security, you dump your girlfriend?
That's a great offer.
Probably better off than anything else. Okay. We have our Facebook connection tomorrow. If you've been following Doug Steffen or the Good Day Show on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Good Day Show. You have written on our wall. We have noticed you. We want to get to know all of our listeners, as many as we can. And tomorrow we will have one of our listeners who has written something neat to Clay on our wall. And so maybe that'll be a chance for you to get another girlfriend, Clay, right then and there, on the spot tomorrow. But go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Now, before we get to our daily report on social media, the headlines, we were following earlier, as a matter of fact, our poll today. Do you think younger people are more likely to approve of WikiLeaks? A, yes, the kids, they are enamored with technology. B, I don't think so. Young people are more likely to support their government. Or C, no, I don't think anybody approves of WikiLeaks. I'm picking up on number one, I think, here. What have you found in terms of comments, tweets, people who have come to us through our text line at 646-926-DOUG? What are they saying about the current state of affairs, the continuing WikiLeaks and the shutdown of the MasterCards and the visas? What are people saying about that? See if my theory about young people who are more apt to comment on this anyway on Twitter and Facebook, what are they saying? Good job, Clay. What are we doing?
Oh, wow.
What happened?
What happened to Clay?
Apparently we lost Clay.
We have, like, technology problems going on.
Oh, my mic was off. But this is a bad time to not have these comments. But I had the comments at the beginning of the show, Doug, and since then I've lost the file.
That's great. That's a big help. That's you instead of getting a pay raise, I do have
a social media story, though, of something else that they're talking about. Here. And I actually tried to stay away from WikiLeaks today because it seems like that's all I've been talking about for the past week.
Yeah, so what's the story? What's your focus? If you go look to some of the blogs, I like to just quickly look at some of the things that are being... I look at Yahoo, for example, and the number of things that are trending, that sort of thing. You usually pull up something that isn't from there. Either you dig deeper. What's the deep story today?
Well, there's a big story on the social media right now that people are talking about whether or not phone books really need to exist anymore. Someone posted on Reddit.com saying, "Dear phone companies, quit wasting so much paper. No one needs these anymore," and linked to a picture of some phone books. And so people are talking back and forth about whether or not we actually need them. And some people are saying that the phone books only exist because they make the
phone books. Let's take a poll. Roberta, you use a phone book anymore?
Really, no.
Richie, you ever use a phone book anymore?
It drives me nuts when they waste this paper.
Jennifer, you use a phone book anymore?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Very rarely. I use it
once
a
waste.
Yeah.
They should ask me
once
if I want
month.
The phone book
they
before
should.
They print it.
Yeah. You know, and here in Manhattan, when they're multi-unit buildings like where I live, I mean, they pile up 6, 7, 8 phone books.
Incredible.
It's
a crime. It's a crime.
And then you can't get rid of the darn things.
Yeah, it really is. It's just an incredible waste. Nobody uses those anymore. Poll from yesterday, have you known anybody affected by domestic abuse? We had that whole series of interviews yesterday. We had some good conversation. Roberta did a good job at the headquarters of Liz Claiborne. Thank you, Roberta.
You're welcome, Doug.
Have you known anybody affected by domestic abuse? 43% of you responding to that poll at GoodDayShow.com said, luckily nobody I know has been a victim of domestic abuse. But on the other hand, 35% said yes. A friend, a family member, somebody I know affected by domestic abuse. 35% of those who responded to the poll. 22% said, yes, I was affected by domestic abuse. So you have well over 50% of people who responded to this poll suggesting that it has been a problem for them in one way or another. That's pretty
My housekeeper was getting beat up. God. She would show up with black eyes and
say,
what
did you do about that?
Down. Well, actually, it was a way for her to get her U.S. citizenship because she was married to a U.S. citizen, even though she had crossed the border here illegally.
Yeah.
But due to a law that says, and he refused to show up to the citizenship hearings for her. Mm-hmm. But because she was abused, there is actually a law that will help abused women who are not legal. And she ultimately got her citizenship without him.
Yeah. Well, there you go, folks. Hmm. There's a way to get into the country. Find some guy that'll
beat the hell out of you.
And you become,
but she had to prove that it was a valid marriage.
Yeah, the problem is that a lot of these people get married just for the citizenship and then find guys.
Yeah, screw that.
You get into the situation where you will find people that are awful.
The video of the day today at GoodDayShow.com is a plane. This is so extraordinarily well done. The photography is superb. The story itself.
Oh, I've seen this.
A man landing a plane without any landing gear in Atlanta. No front wheels down, no back wheels down. He shuts the engines off and glides in, so there's only damage done to the undercarriage of the plane. Really just
stealth. Look how fast he's going.
Yeah. Check it out. That's the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Now, speaking of things that are important to us. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be here in a moment with the story of sex and how old you have to be to enjoy it. That and other findings, the story of Aretha Franklin and what she's going through. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibendronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Everyone saves at Macy's More the Merrier sale. 20 to 60% savings store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Cashmere sweaters for her, buy more, save more. Men's cashmere sweaters, buy one, get one free. Coats for her, 40% off. Espresso makers, 40% off. Shop early till 11 p.m., now through Sunday at Macy's. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
It's 12 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, our daily news, the daily report, the daily dose of important medical information, courtesy of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert for the Doug Steffens' Good Day program, goes through the medical journals every day. There are every day two, three, four items that catch our attention. One of us, one of the items earlier today, all of us, were talking about Aretha Franklin, who now reportedly has pancreatic cancer, and as I guess suggested earlier, Ken, this isn't good.
Pancreatic cancer is about one of the worst diagnoses you can ever get. Most people don't make it 6 to 12 months. It's a horrible diagnosis.
And how do you get it? Is there any connect? How do you know she's extraordinarily overweight, but Patrick Swayze was not? He was in very good shape. Aretha's not a smoker. He was. So what is the there a common denominator? There's got to be someplace.
We really don't know what causes pancreatic cancer. It's some sort of genetic, environmental issues. Certainly don't smoke, don't overdrink, and watch your weight. But that's about as much as we know at this point. More research is needed.
All right. Study on sex and over the hill.
Speak for yourself.
I'm not, yeah, that's it. Older men and sex, Ken.
Well, let's move to some good news, Doug. This is out of the Annals of Internal Medicine this week. Life for men age 75 or older doesn't mean an end to sex. Almost a third of these older men who are sexually active at least once a year, including about 1 in 10 men aged 90.
At least one a year, once a year?
At least once a year. Many
what
older
the heck
men
good is
who
that?
Are sex. Many older men who are sexually active say they would love to have more sex. Others are foregoing sex due to health issues, low testosterone levels, or simply a lack of partners. The big issue in maintaining an active sex life for men over 75 is maintaining good health.
Prostate cancer happens if you're not active sexually. That's what causes prostate cancer. So, as a word to the wise, and kind of a pleasant one. Thank you, Dr. Ken. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Fabulous Thunderbirds from the film Tough Guys with Burt Lancaster, Charles Durning, Dana Carvey, and Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas turns 94 today. Mm. As sad as it seems, I saw a picture of Michael yesterday. I'm betting Kirk is going to outlive his son.
Right. Michael's on this big PR thing to say, I'm back.
He looks terrible. You look at, here's how you tell, Richie. Some of the up close pictures, I saw some of those pictures too. Look at the skin on his face and his neck and his arms. You will see skin that is, it's almost lifeless. There's nothing to it. There's no strength to it. You can
his
see
hair looks stronger. His
frail.
Demeanor looks stronger.
I wish him well. This is not about not wishing him well.
I don't want him to
his
die.
His father's a strong guy. Had a stroke 10 years ago. And he's been acting even with the stroke. That tells you there's strong stuff constitutionally.
That old bird, man, he keeps on kicking.
Yep, 94 today. Good for him.
Well, you know, Michael Douglas is reportedly prepping to play Liberace in the big screen biopic in the next few months.
You
know,
really? I don't see that.
But, you know, the thing, Doug, with, you know, people who get chemotherapy, I mean, the man's been through hell.
He's not
going to look good. And it probably ages you 5 years.
It does.
He certainly looks older.
Yep.
But, you know, let's hope.
We wish him well. Hold a good thought. Yeah. But he doesn't look strong. But let's hope that it comes. A lot of people have come back from it in many different ways. Time for us now to turn our attention to the movie of the day. And we go back into the annals, the archives, if you will, of films to find a movie that starred one of our sweetest actresses, I think, and a couple of other guys that are known, at least. But she certainly was the star of this. Here's the first clip.
I saw a pregnant woman on a picket line get hit in the stomach with a club. I saw a boy of 16 get shot in the back. I saw a guy get blown to hell and back when he tried to start up his car in the morning. And you just got your feet wet on this one.
All right, this is a very controversial film. Very controversial film. 800-510-8255. One of the stars turns 69 today. It is not the female lead, however, having that birthday. Here's the next clip.
I'm a jailbird. Now, you're going to be hearing that and a lot of other things, but you're going to hear it from me first. If you go in the mail I want life to be better for you than it is for me.
I got it.
That's why I joined up with the union, and that's why I got fired.
You should, that should be far enough for most people. Should, excuse me, Clay. 800-510-8255 ought to be.
No way Clay knows this.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm sorry because I use should.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, Chucker, you got this?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's before your time, too, Jen.
It is, really.
This is right around when you were born.
This was when she was first becoming a big star.
Right.
All right, you want one more clip or not?
Yeah, let's give it up.
Here we go.
Oh,
I think I know it.
Yeah, this is the wind.
This was a
Roberta will know. You would definitely know.
It's a melodrama.
I know this.
But what it did was set the movement, interestingly enough, back on its feet. It did a lot to help the movement, and it did a lot to help her career. All right, so you'll get the ID, and you'll help yourself to 800-510-8255 and get a new Kenny G CD for Christmas. If you have the right answer. Chucker, meanwhile, has some movie news. Chucker, did you see that George Lucas is buying up the film rights to dead movie legends? He's going to put them together in a movie?
Yeah, I mean, that was a story that sort of broke the other day. Lucas Enterprises has denied it, but he denies everything that he's doing. You know, that reminded me of the movie Dead Men Don't Have a Plan with Steve Martin about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When they which I don't think was a very good movie. It's an interesting idea. Let's see if it materializes. Other news, Liam Neeson has confirmed there will be a sequel to his big hit film Taken, which did surprise big numbers at the box office last year. I hope so. I really like that movie.
Hoping there'd be a sequel to The A-Team. What happened to that?
I don't think that's going to happen because it didn't perform very well at the box office.
Killjoys.
One other bit of news, HBO's Boardwalk Empire ended its first season Sunday night, and I must say, to high quality, it was a high quality.
Right. If you like murder and violence.
No, very well done.
Blood. Help yourself.
Major player at the Emmys. Major player.
Yeah, excellent show.
Right.
Really good. And one other bit of TV news. Brothers and Sisters hit its lowest rating since it's been on the air for 3 years. I'm still a fan, but I must admit, they really cut the budget since Rob Lowe left, and it feels much smaller in scope.
Jim in El Paso, what's the name of that movie?
Silkwood.
You know, I can understand why you would choose that. It's not the right movie, but I understand why you thought that. Richard in Palestine, Texas, what's the name of the movie?
Norma Ray.
Norma Ray. With Sally Field, Ron Liebman, and Bo.